Good afternoon.
We're pretending that it didn't start yet.
Yes.
Oh. We're trying different concepts.
How are you guys?
Hi, welcome to
Over a Glass or Two.
Yes. Of course.
Hashtag and our special guest.
Yes, we have a special guest. Ano muna yung topic natin today before we introduce our
guest? Do we have topics? Do we have a topic today? I'm going to speak in English with slang because that is the real me.
Okay, so our topic for today is about Batang 80s and 90s. So, wait, can you,
what does batang 80s or 90s mean? The kids of the 80s or 90s.
The era of 80s and 90s. And we have a very special guest, diba? He's a very good friend of ours. And he used to be an actor in the Philippines. Actor and singer.
Yes!
In the Philippines.
And I can't wait.
Actually,
what kind of actor? Bold star actor?
Sometimes.
He used to be in the Dance Entertainment as well. Number one player yan. Crush siya ng bayan ng Dance Entertainment group.
So, yes.
Okay. His name is no other than
Gary Berena.
It's an honor for me to be here.
Good afternoon, my dear.
Angel, such a fan.
Oh my God, grabe. Ako din. Oh my God, I can't wait for a duet.
Yes.
But you do duet, no?
Yeah.
Tell us a little something about.
Oh nga pala. Bakit? Sino ba si Gary Berena? Kasi I'm sure they wanna know. Kasi ang tagal mo nang hindi lumalabas sa TV.
I'm Gary Berena. Mm-hmm. I started out, I think late 80s. I started out with Bulaga, actually. Bulaga, I started there. Nag-perform with him every Saturday with Ogie Alcasi. Actually, that's the same time we entered showbiz. Ogie and me. I think that was like 89 or 90.
Okay.
Yeah, and then after that, after 2 or 3 years, I started guessing in Dance Entertainment first. Not as a regular one, but just a guest because I was still in school at that time.
High school ka ba?
No, that time I was in college for time.
Okay.
So after kumagraduate from college, then that's the time na naging regular na ako with Dance Entertainment. And that was like 94, I think.
Wait, so naging regular ka after college na?
Yes.
So you made sure that you finish college first?
Yes, because that's what my parents
thought. Sa bagay. Yung naman sa Pilipinas,
school
diba?
Na.
Masal ka ba? Are you from
there? Yes. I came from LaSalle Green Hills and college sa LaSalle.
Major mo? Anong major mo? Wow.
Psychology.
Wow.
Psychology?
Yes.
Are you psychologizing all of us?
Especially you. Especially you.
So, ilang years sa Dance Entertainment?
Actually, mga 2 years lang. Because that was the time na nag-sign off na yung Dance was like mga late 95.
Wala na si Kuya Herman. And ano pa rin,
yeah. Because that's my promise to him. Sabi ko na, Kuya Germs, I promise I'll be regular here after I finish my school. Because that's what made that life.
Okay. So, after nun, tinuloy-tuloy mo na showbiz?
Yes. After that, then, eto na yung mga teleserye. Kasi during the 90s ang tawag doon, mga teleserye pa.
Telecine.
It's like
a soap operas.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
it's like a movie na ginawa for TV. Yun yung time na marami akong ginagawang ganun over channel 7.
So, hindi ka kapamilya noon?
No.
Ano ka? Kapuso.
Showbiz ka!
Kapuso ka doon. And then,
they were just here recently, actually. Christian Bautista and everyone else. Yeah, they had a show recently. Sa Brooklyn.
Friends mo ba sila Christian Bautista?
Well, not... Ang mga friends ko si Tagay, mga before pet.
Yung before.
Sila Aga.
Yeah, Aga.
The OGs.
Hi, Aga.
The Baguettes. Kasi yun yung era ko eh. Yun yung time ko eh.
Okay.
Actually, before that, nag-cameo role pa ako sa Baguettes 2. Oh. As the brother of Herbert. Nandiyan ko pa doon. So, I was like 7, 8, 9.
Oh, wow.
No way.
Yeah. Bata pa rin naman tayo.
I don't know what to do.
Hindi ako makarelate.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Parang masyado pa tayo bata.
Mga millennial ata.
Hindi ako, millennial.
Speak for yourself.
Millennial na.
Jesse! Speak for yourself.
Sige na, Pilindas. Tigilan niyo ako, ah.
Yes.
So, wait.
So anyway, after that, after mga telestere and everything, naging active ako with mga TV guests, yung mga kanta sa ABS. Actually, I can guess man with ABS.
Freelance ka nung time?
Yeah, freelance naman ako. ASA, and then I do shows also abroad.
Oh, wow! So,
I mean, I did all these things, you know, for like, 10 to 12 years. Because, because for me, kasi, that time when I was active in showbiz, it's not like for me na ginawa kong bread and butter or something. For me, I'm just enjoying the moment.
Yes!
I'm enjoying, exactly. I'm earning money.
Money, yeah.
So, that's it. So, basically,
is that the only thing you're enjoying? Are you sure?
Saka yung mga girl.
During that time.
Oh, yung guwapo si Papa, ako. Ha? Teka, tagalin mo nga. Sabi nga lang, parang doon kawin ni Aga. Di ba nung
good boy?
This is what I can say about you. Yeah. You know what other maybe your fans are saying that you're like a vampire.
I know.
Because you don't age.
You don't age.
I know. Nung sinabi niya 1989, I'm like, what?
Wait. Before namin i-continue yung career mo before.
Yeah.
Question mo nga muna. Interrupt muna tayo. Commercial muna. Ang secret mo? My God, you look so young.
I don't know. I think comes also from my family. My parents look young.
Mm.
Both of them.
Asian.
So, yeah, I guess. Wala naman yung secret, you know? I practically like...
What are you rubbing on your face?
Rubbing? Nothing.
No, nothing.
So, things are right. So,
no, seriously.
Yeah.
You don't do anything?
Like, nothing. I'm 46, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Sorry. Oh my God.
Okay, by the way, single Jeez. And ready to
mingle. Yes, single.
Oh,
single.
Oh, MG!
Single pa si Kuya. Naku, diba?
46? Oh my God, you're so blessed.
Yeah, 46.
Grabe,
I mean, you're fine. You're 64, 59. Look at you guys,
you look 75.
Look at me.
Okay, nakat ka namin doon. So, okay, continue about the...
Yeah.
Okay, so...
So, after that, yun, I was like, practically, like, guessing everywhere. Every TV shows from ABS to Channel 7. Because that time, they're not that straight back.
Mm. Okay.
If you're in 7, you'll... only be there lang.
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Okay. So you can
exclusive.
There's no network wars yet during that time.
Wala.
During 1521.
Like,
Okay.
Because like, I don't know if you remember yung mga lunch shows doon, like Lunch Date. I don't know if you remember.
Shit,
oh,
I remember
SSD. Lunch Date. I Student
Canteen.
Ano ba yun? No, Student Canteen.
Was way
back before.
I don't know what you're talking about. All I can remember is, what is that show selling going to post in land? That's what I can remember.
Ayan, naalala
lang yun.
Ano nga yun? What is that?
Student Canteen. Okay, after the Lunch Date.
Yung mga ganyan.
Are you okay? I'm sorry.
Tapos?
And then, that's it. Basically, tagang puno guesses na ako. Wala ako regular TV show or something. Tapos puno guesses.
Freelance talaga.
Yeah,
freelance talaga. That's good. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
So, after nun?
Yes, because that time kasi, it's more of like, sabi ko nga kanina, you know, I was like happy because I'm earning my, you know, my
for fun. Yeah. Yun ang masarap na artista.
Correct!
Yeah, so that time na I was like, especially after college, ang inisip ko na lang was like, you know, I have to make something out of it. Yeah,
okay,
because I'm
that's
earning,
good.
So sabi ko, I have to like put a business or something. Because I don't see myself like being in the business for my lifetime. Because may plan din naman ako
for your future. May bachelor's degree ka rin.
Oh, yeah.
So, after, may ilang years ka totals?
I think, kung ito total ko, like, yun yung mga 12 years din siguro ako. Kasi after that, just for you guys to know, no? After kasi ng showbiz ko, I mean, especially limelight on TV, television, I think I nag-end ako was like mga late 90s. Eh. It was like mga 96, 97, and then 1998, this was the time na I was, doing shows abroad. Doon ako lang ako.
Mas malaki ba ang kaya?
Of course.
Yeah.
Like, especially in Japan, because doon ako lang concentrate. I was in Japan for like 1988 to 2009.
What do you mean, you live there?
No. I mean, I do shows there like for 3 months straight, every night. And then I go home to Manila for a month, then I go back there again.
Okay, so you were certified Zapayuki.
Oh, yeah.
Zapayuki!
Wow!
Oh,
my
God!
Yeah. And that was really big money there.
Talaga? Yeah. Oh, so...
Papaisip ko
na yan. Oo, yan ang papaisip siya. Oh. Yung singing career niya, pumunta naman siya na Japan, di ba?
Oh, yes, Angel, we'll have a problem there.
Talaga? Yeah. I mean, especially is it the same like before?
Actually, right now, medyo strict now. Because my time, I think, I was lucky then because that was the peak of the Filipino entertainers living there, mga showbiz. So that was the peak. It's like, you know, ang mga Japanese, they like Filipino singers. Okay. And then if they request a song, oh God, they'll give you a tip.
Yeah.
Yeah. And for me, that time, I was like averaging... no exaggeration, I guess. Maybe like $1,000 a night.
What? And wait, so wait. And you're a guy, you will just sing and that's it.
Sing.
Walang extra yun,
walang parang yun,
ha? Angel, Angel time you for Asian tour.
You know what? One good thing about guys na who would go to Japan, at least pag nandun kayo sa Japan, walang masyadong hanky-panky na mga bading na tipo, oy, come on, let's go to somewhere, mga biglang liko. Pero ang mga girls, ang mas parang kawawa, di ba?
Yeah.
Kasi sila yung... You know, if they like you, you don't have a choice but to open your legs. No,
no, I won't say that. It still depends.
And it depends.
Yeah, it depends.
But if you want more money, ganun yung, kumbaga, parang, ganun yung ano nila, that's how they play.
Yes. Like for example, with myself, during like my first early years in Japan, I was like that, having that kind of tips because I was singing the songs that I want to sing.
Mm.
So the Japanese people, I don't get about singing, I don't like it. So what I did, I research, I talk to them what kind of songs they want me to sing. So these Japanese people, you know what? You won't believe it because they want songs from April Boy Riquino,
Freddy Aguilar,
no
the songs of Freddy Aguilar, Aegis. So for me to have a tip, I have to sing those songs. I have to learn.
You have to
learn.
Get what they want.
Yes. Okay. Okay.
You have to cater to them.
Yes. That's it. So nagpakabakya ako.
Okay lang.
I have to do that. Because
damn, but you have the money when you, oh my God,
$1,000 a night? I'll do it. I'm not a singer. I'll sing.
Magtabi. Huwag ka na kumantabi.
Yeah, you're beautiful. Thank you. That's it.
Magtabi. Okay ka na. Thank you. Thank you, Bete. Thank you.
So afternoon, what made you decide na parang ayoko na? Ayoko na ng showbiz?
Well, I think more of the culture within me. Like, I know, like, ang mga tao sa pagkisis ko lumang, like, businessman or something, especially may batchmates ko na sal. So, they're like, kind of telling me. So, rin yung nag-push sa akin na, you know, Gary, okay, you're there, you have the money, go to business. Put something you want to put, you know? Like, ano, may isip mo or something. So, basically, that's what I did. Talagang, like, nag-uusya ko rin yung outlook ko when I was in the show. Yung talagang gusto kong maging.
Talaga?
One day.
Oo, talagang negosyo.
Yes.
Anong mga negosyo yung pinasok mo?
Well, I started with industrial chemicals, like the cleaning solutions, because my lola was into that kind of business. Mm-hmm. So, parang I just ventured into my own.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I had that business for like, tagal din, 12 years na ata. Yeah, and now, but it's closed now. I ended up like mga, I think 2005, 2007. That was the time na medyo nagkaroon ng Manila. Parang the stocks were not like the food. So now, I have a new business now. I'm into trading, school, and office supplies. Wow. I deal with the Department of Education.
No, Department of Ed.
Yeah. Mukha lang.
As in the whole Philippines?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. We catered majority to the LGUs around the Philippines, like provinces, you know.
Nice.
So we part business partners.
Yeah. We're four here. Mga classmates ko din from
Cali. Wait, how did you end up with that
lady? With what?
With that. How did you end up with that business?
Para mag-apply si Jesse.
Oh, pwede. Kasi parang gusto ko atang mag-business na rin. Oo. Paano ka nag-end up this
business? Kasi yung isang partner ko was into office supplies then. Mm-hmm. Not in school pa. Not in school supplies. Just office supplies. So, I don't know. Just one time, we were having dinner. He just asked me if I have contacts or whatever na pwede kong usapin. And then I just said na, okay, I'll try. And then I think after that, the rest was used to it because I was just lucky enough to, you know these people.
So you're thriving here in your business, which is non-showbiz.
Yeah.
Do you miss show business at all?
Oh yeah, sometimes, yeah, I do because I have lots of friends from showbiz, especially.
I wanted to name drop these showbiz friends.
PJ yung streaming niya. PJ.
Tapos? Kaya pala yung pala yung tawag sa kanya, PJ.
Yeah. Oh. He was there for like a year.
Hi, PJ.
If I'm not mistaken, he belongs to Friday group.
That's when they have the lifting. Lifting of the girls. Because they have the competition.
Monday to Friday, we'll have a competition. So, pagdating ng Saturday,
mabunggahan ng production numbers.
So, ikaw lagi ang host.
Kaya, a lot of them, niloloko ko. Sabi, special ka, host ka lang, wala kang araw or something. Lakas mo ni Kuya Germs, ha?
Baka pala malakas si Kuya Germs.
Wala naman, because at that time siguro, like what I said earlier, when I entered DAS Entertainment, kasi ito was na ano na eh.
Ito matawa.
No.
Si Direk.
Direk is signaling her that I'm out of frame. Okay. So that's it. We have our own world in here. Okay.
Oh, tapos boss. Ayun na wala si.
So yun, next. So yun, ever since sabi ko.
Bakit daw ito sa akin?
Yeah, no, kasi that time kasi, entered ako sa DATS, it was like, ano na, I think the contract of DATS is like 2 years na lang or something.
Ah, okay.
So that time, when I talked to Kuya Jerms, he told me na lang na, Gary, hindi na kita ilalagay sa Monday to Friday, I'll just put you on Saturday. You'll be hosting the show.
Okay,
sabi ko, Kuya Jerms is fine with me. So together, that every Saturday, ang kakama ko mag-host is like Gary Esclada, Beta Mayo,
si Beth,
Mikey Villanueva.
Si Beth! Hi, Beth!
So kami nag-host ng Saturday.
Pero wait, so nung nasa DAS Entertainment ka, kanina pa namin gusto tanongin.
Yeah.
Sino ang maging girlfriends mo?
Yun ang gusto ko itanong.
This is what we and them want to know.
Kasi alam mo, balita daw, okay. Barkada namin ito, pero balibalita daw, ano. Marami daw naging girls to.
You don't have to name drop, just say the abbreviation.
Yes. And drop
one.
Dali.
No, because ano din naman, how do you call this? I don't want your, like, the listeners or the ano na, isipin. Kisental naman ako.
Anong time yung bawal ba?
Ano naman? Ba't natin yung special? Kasi...
Ayaw na nga lang mag-guess?
Kaya pwede sa'yo, yung asawa na yun, mag-selos pa.
Oh!
Grabe ha!
Si ex nga, ito naman. Pag-ex-ex, di ba?
Anyway, just to cater to what Jacobs wants, okay. There's BT.
BT! Beta Mayo!
Hindi!
It's okay, sige.
Oh my god.
Let's just talk about that.
talaga.
Seryoso sila.
Seryoso.
Nakikigano na rin ako.
MR. Oh, you can type MR and then lalabas that. Ganun ba yun?
No. No. Oh, thought, nagahanap sila eh. Sa friends mo sa Facebook. Ganun. Matapos, so, sa dami mong mga naging girlfriends, di ba? Yeah. Sa showbiz.
Oh, si JS pa pala.
Ano ko ito?
JS!
Ay!
Yes.
David ko yan, yung nasa...
Ay! Alam, parang alam ko yan!
Yung nasa akin,
pagkat nalaga ka na, hindi
na bata,
chinurutan
na magbabago, nakakakalito.
Okay, so alam na, I think they already know.
Si Jennifer Silva.
Yeah, Jennifer.
Ah!
Nawawala si Jennifer siya ba yun? I mean, nandun ba siya dun?
I don't know. Again, I'm just riding on your coattails.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
Oh my god, yung mga games dati.
I can't
oh my god, minsan pag gano'n ako, naalala ko eh.
Huwag na pwede makinig lang.
Oo, oo, oo. Inek, ano lang, papakuha daw ng boy. Kasi gusto na nais ko. Go, go, go.
Why ba yan?
Hindi. Ano, ano ba to?
San?
Hindi ba ako kami yung na-drinking?
Who?
Siya. Ang dami! Sobra wine, beer.
Inom siya ng coke.
Later, inom
tayo
naman. Ano naman, alam mo na naman, no?
Okay. So,
come in, come in.
Sa lahat ng mga naging girlfriends mo,
sino ang pinakamasarap?
Ay, kasama! Ang tanong ko sana, mahal?
Masarap!
Kasama!
Kasama!
Masarap!
Saka! Sa movie date, yun!
Lahat naman sila, masarap kasama.
Lahat sila masarap.
Ang panit ko ganyan!
Lahat sila masarap!
Masarap
kasama!
Kasama! Kasama!
May tanong ako nilagay dito.
Masarap, masarap.
Okay. Ah, mas masarap kasama?
Sino? Ano naman?
Lahat?
All of them.
Eh, bakit wala kang naging...
Walang ano, strong connection
si Kunkun.
I think...
Alabas na siya, isa? Alabas muna. At sino yung labas?
Kasi during the dots kasi parang...
Papilaw.
Oh, yeah, alam mo yun, mga papilaw, love-till kasi na. Alam mo yun. Parang gano'n. Kasi that time...
Wait, talaga kumuha si Kiri, nakakahiya.
Ay, wala ka talagang hiya.
During...
I love you, Giri. Ang
baita during that phase, kasi it's because more of like, you know, you'll do shows.
So, I love you. sorry. Tama, ganito talaga kami kung walang
ganyan. Okay lang. Yeah. Maganda nga to.
Kasi chill lang.
Anything goes.
Tapos.
Mm-hmm. So, kasi din nga, sabi ko, during that phase, kasi it's more of like love team.
Okay. I mean,
especially kapag if you're doing shows sa mga provinces, so gusto nila, oh, si Gary, gusto namin kasama si ganyan.
Oo.
Say, ano, si Manny, gusto kasama namin si Gary. Si
Manny Linlaynes, M.R.
Naging jowa mo yun? Hi, Manny.
Grabe ha. Angel, you're ni Angel ha.
Galing. Pagsabi mo sa
ko.
Certified just more fan.
Okay.
Alam mo lang yung mga pangako.
May mga ganun-ganun eh. So, yun, basically, siyempre, sama mo lagi. Ito na.
Nadidevelop ka.
Nadidevelop.
Eh, paano ang dami mo kasama lagi? So, nadidevelop ka sa lahat?
Meron naman nata talaga yun. Basta, ano,
I think, I always go with Gary na, so, madevelop din siya sa akin.
Yes!
Pwede.
I found the secret.
Kaya nga, alam mo, they're saying na, ano, hindi daw a girl and a guy,
yeah.
There's no such thing as platonic relationship. Like, for example, friends lang talaga.
Uh-huh.
Kahit magkasama kayo lang, especially if you're both attractive.
Yes.
And then, you always go out, you always hang out, you always talk on the phone, text on the phone. And then, it will come to a point that madidevelop daw talaga.
Yeah.
Do you believe in that?
Yes.
Meron bang, kahit sobrang pareho kayong attractive, pero hindi talaga kayo wala. Friends lang. May it happen to you na ba? Na sobrang ganda nung girl. Lahat nandun na. Tapos lagi mo lang kakausap, nakakasama. Yes. And then, ako pa sa rin, parang hindi ka naman na-in love or na-attract.
Yeah, may ganun. Depends pa yun, I guess. You know, kung...
Yung nag-click kayo.
Yes, oo. For me, still, you know, once, hindi naman kasi...
Oo.
Hindi naman forget, like, you know, you're with this girl.
Ang daming alak, mga lasinggero ba ito nandito?
Para ikaw yung ganito.
Okay, okay.
Okay.
O, so, I think it still depends because it doesn't mean naman na... Well, if you're with this person, like regularly, still, you know, if you talk to her or whoever, kung click naman kayo, then that's the time na magkaroon ng
spark. Parang katulad nung kwento mo, yung sobrang sineryoso mo.
Oh, yeah.
Si ano ulit? Anong
initials?
MF. MF naman. Na si Mickey. Of course, yun.
Mickey Ferios.
Oh, Mickey Ferios.
Oh, my God, I'm so good.
Actually, si...
How long were you together?
Kaibigan namin to, so we know.
About, like, 6, 7 years.
Oh my God! Paano mo napasagot yun? Ang ganda-ganda. I mean, gwapo ka kasi kayo
nakikita. Grabe siya.
Hindi kasi grabe siya. No, kasi nagkakwentuhan na kami ni Kuya. Nung time na yun, he was telling me na I was like, ang dami niyang kalaban.
Oh yeah.
Ang dami niyang kalaban.
It's funny, it's funny.
Okay, kwento. Which is more sa kami.
Hindi siya kilala.
Oh, okay.
Nakikita ko lang si Mickey sa mga commercials niya. And that time, Mickey was so hot. So, parang crush ng bayan. Yung commercial niya sa PLDT. Like, talaga sobrang
sikat.
Yung ano si ate. Basta ganun yun, right? I don't know if it's
in the room. Niya.
So, ayun. So, every time na nag-flash yung commercial na yun, I was telling myself, kapal nga na muwa ka, I was telling myself, tangin na magiging girlfriend ko.
Oh.
Ganun ka, ano
yung, talaga yun, no? Law of attraction.
Magiging girlfriend.
Law of attraction. She's so pretty. She's so pretty, actually.
I was also saying that before, not saying she's gonna be my girlfriend. Like, if I see her on TV, magiging kamukha ko siya. Magiging kamukha ko siya. I will look like her.
Oh my God!
Law of attraction yan, babe! Magiging totoo yan!
Law of distraction!
Oh my God!
Law of distraction. Well, it didn't happen.
Oh,
I think the TV broke.
Oh, shoot! Okay, game. Tama sa amoy. Oh, sabi mo magiging girlfriend mo siya. Game. Oh, tapos?
So, yun lang. The problem is, I don't know her. I don't know, like, anyone who knows her.
Mm-hmm.
So, nag-search ako, you know? Like, my friends, sabi ko, sino kayang pwedeng, or baka kilala siya. Until, yeah, nakaanap ako ng isang friend na who knows her.
Which is Rich. Si... Huwag na sabihin. Huwag na alam mo kasi kilala ko siya.
Huwag na.
Huwag na kasi yung artista na yan. Okay.
So, we know, sir. So, okay. Yun. So, nag-set siya. Actually, I talked to that friend of mine. Sabi ko, hey, kung mag-guess ka sa TV show niya. Kasi that time may TV show si Mickey sa Channel 5.
Okay.
Sabi ko sa friend ko, na artista din. Sabi ko, "Hoy, mag-guest ka ba diyan sa show niyan, ganyan-ganyan?" What? Hindi pa, bakit? Kasi gusto ko makilala yung host eh.
Oo.
So, until sabi niya, "Ay, nako kuya, here you go again, ganyan-ganyan." Pero sige, I'll try. Kung mag-guest ako ng show diyan, I'll make you sama, kasama kita. Okay. So, that day happens, you know? Nag-guest nga siya. But the thing is, I wasn't ready that day because I was at work, may meeting ako. So, I told lang my friend na kung pwede, kunin mo lang yung number kung papayag. Because sabi ko, hindi ako makakasama sa'yo. Okay, sige, try ko. So when we na went there na sa dressing room sa Channel 5, yeah, she talked to Mickey. And my friend said, ay, sayang, may friend sana ako na gusto ko makilala. Kaso hindi nakasama. Ah, sino? Sabi ni Mickey, sino? I'm actually artista rin eh. Sabi, sino? Si, ano, sabi ni Mickey, sino? Sabi, si Gary Barena. And then Mickey said, oh, I know him, yung singer. Si Gary, oh, sabi. Yeah. So yun, I know him.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
So,
diba, kilala?
So sabi ng friend ko, okay lang ba? Kunin ko yung number mo. Yes, and then yes. I'll give it to Gary. Yeah, sure. So, binigay sa akin. And then that's it. Ayun na, pagbigay sa akin, hindi ko na tinantanan ng text yun.
Talagang niligawan mo na.
Niligaw na.
Oo.
Niligaw na.
Paano mo lang sa pasagot?
Huh?
Paano mo siya napasagot? Ang dami-daming maniligaw noon at that
time. Oh, yeah. Oo. Oh. I mean, Mickey was
how
like,
did you like...
Did you make Harana?
Ano ba? No, yes, did you make Harana?
But I think the kind of courting was like different. Yun yung...
Ayan na. Comparing na tayo 80s and 90s. Paano manligaw dati?
Ayun. I think... ako, nabuto ko pa Angel yung ano eh. Dalaw ka sa
bahay, flowers, yes. Chocolates. Wait,
wala na ba ganun ngayon?
Wala na. Diretso na sa kwarto ngayon.
Wala na.
Seryoso?
No, they send each other nude pics and then...
Ikaw nung time na yun, talaga sinabi mo that you wanna, na ano, na
gusto mong pumunta. Talaga sinita ako sa kaya. And like what I've said, ibang style yung ginawa ko eh. Because, you know, when I was courting Mickey, it was like they're also like 45 guys courting at the same time.
Oh, wow! Wow!
Sing-sing yung mga yun. As in, I'm sure.
Damn!
Politicians.
I want to feel like that. Maybe in my next lifetime.
Yeah.
I won't look like foot anymore.
It's kind of funny because that's when I was courting her. Minsan nakikita ko na lang ng mga Mercedes Benz lang sa bahay, gano'n. Sabi ko, pucha, paano ako na lang. Kasi ko, Toyota, bulok pa.
Oh my God!
You know, so I have to be different.
Yeah.
Because I cannot like do something that they're doing, you know. Because if that's the case, then Mickey won't like notice me, for sure.
Yes.
Because
okay.
It's the same, eh.
Yeah, yes. Everyone is the yeah. same, so why can't you be different? Okay.
So, ginawa kong liga was really like, yeah, I mean,
feeling ko nilutuan mo.
I have another clue. Before you say what you really did, does this involve eating kain ng bubog? Ano kumain ng English ko? Kain ng bubog?
I don't know.
Eating the bottom of the bottles. And you walk on a tightrope. There you go.
Kasi what's the type? What's the
basic? Like, for example, yeah, ng mga ibang nandito, they give Mickey expensive chocolates.
Mm-hmm.
Ako, bigay ko chocolate.
Ah!
Goya!
Tsaka nips. Nips ba yun?
Nips, yeah.
Yeah, ano ko, binimigay ko sa kanya.
Oh my God!
Chocolate? Bibigyan si Mickey ng expensive flowers na nakabugay na, I don't know. Ako, bigay ko sa pagkita.
Sabi ko na nga ba.
From Baclaran.
Mapapansin ka. For sure, definitely. Yeah. Uh-oh.
And then, yung mga date namin, dinadala mo sa Duda. Ano ba yung mga...
Oh my God!
Hindi mga Manila pen.
No,
my
never.
God. Okay.
No, hindi. So, ayun, hanggang iniinis. Kasi, ginagawa ko yun because I want the attraction. Gusto ko ma-notice niyo.
Remember you. You're different. Yeah.
Ayaw. So, gusto ko makuha yung inis. Yung inis factor niya. Yung turn off factor. Gusto ko makuha yun. Kasi parang ni-reverse ko eh. Malalaman niya na ito ni Miki.
Ay, Miki, this is psychology.
Ayun pala, ginawa niya.
Ni-reverse ko. Ni-reverse ko. So, yun yung gusto ko eh. Gusto ko mainis siya eh. So, nakuha ko. Yun nga lang, sumobra. Yung pagkainis na dumating na sa point, ayaw na akong makita. Ayaw na akong makuusapin. Everything, ayaw na. Sumobra yung ginawa ko si Game. But the thing is, I was so thankful to the mom. Kasi yung mom ang
nag-force.
Kasi the mom likes me. So, yung mom na yung, then, tinutulungan niya ako para magpati kami ni Mickey or something. So, yun na yun.
Ikaw na talaga. As in, nabwisit na siya na. And then, she decided to like, teka, nami-miss ko to.
Yeah, siguro.
Yung mom ko yung napaka-bakya na hindi ako dinadala sa Manila Pen with red carpet, yeah, diba? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow! Yeah. So, nabingwit mo ang kanyang puso. Oh, wow! And then, ilang years kayo? 6?
Oh my God, yeah.
You live together,
yeah.
No.
No. Oh, diba? Dito yan. Yung time na yan, pag dito yan,
so
after 3 months,
what do you think is the difference from before and now?
One day.
More talaga. I would say na it's more liberated na talaga. Especially girls. Especially,
nowadays, totoo.
Especially sa country natin, sa Philippines.
Liberated na, no?
You go to a restaurant, to a bar, you know, you can see girls like young as 15, 16. Iba na.
Iba na. Kuya and I were talking earlier, sabi niya, iba na raw.
Yeah.
That's why I was surprised, kasi why you're still single, sabi niya, di ba sagot mo parang it's hard to know?
Yeah. It's
to discern if it's,
It's hard, but I'm not naman judging or,
not
for anything else. But I think the thing is, siguro yung naghahanap pa rin ako ng conservative na Pilipina na yung parang before na 80s, 90s
conservative na Pilipina na walang panty.
Let's make it like in general, a women na more on like improper, women proper, and made na. Like she knows what she wants.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like she already have her own career.
Yeah.
She won't even like depend on you for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like somebody that who can stand on their own.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Somebody who can, of course, be who can cook and clean.
Yeah.
Tsaka hindi na uso yung lalaki, babae lang ha.
Oh, yeah.
Ang puso ngayon dapat combine. It's
na,
a division of labor right yeah. now.
Combine.
Wait, ganun ka ba kay Mickey?
Narinig mo yan, JB.
Division of labor dapat. Okay.
Mickey kasi dati she was working already. Nag-post na siya sa Channel 5 and sa Bulaga. So
anong show yun sa Channel 5?
Good Evening Please ang title ng show niya. Good Evening Please. And then after that, tinuro na siya mag-post sa Itulagara. Nag-post sa Itulagara for a while.
So wait, so for 6 years, what happened? Well, bakit wala yung sing-sing? Ikaw din.
Guess, wala pa, wala
what
pa.
What happened?
I guess sa akin talagang showbiz girlfriend is really not for me. That's before Mickey. No, I had you. Ang hirap kasi like to schedule itself. Mahirap mag ano, mahirap talaga magkaroon ng relationship sa show. Because one problem with the time talaga.
Yung time, no?
Yeah.
Kung ano, kayo minsan nakakagulat bakit may mga, alam mo yun yung parang mga two, parehong beautiful couple na sa showbiz and then, after 2 years, oh my God, they broke up. No, yeah. Parang nakakagulat ko. Parang bakit ganun? What happened?
Like someone has to say something.
I think so. Of, ano,
I guess it's more of like, siguro yung, how do you call it? Yung naano ka na, na-drain ka na with what you're doing.
Uh-huh.
Especially like, everyday na lang, di ba, taping ka, quote, early, week. Parang the sense of, we're just going home to sleep. And then, and the next day, gano'n na naman. And then the following day, gano'n na naman.
Oo, like, nakakapagod din.
Yeah, look like what happened trabaho. To you. Look like what happened to Chanel. I mean, Chanel is a very good.
Oh my God.
Kaya, sigla na lang.
Yeah, siguro.
No, it's coming back.
It's coming back. I think he just rested.
Probably, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So what happened to him? You're friends with him, di ba?
Yeah,
you just, you know him.
Yeah. Okay. Friend naman si Chanel. But the thing is for me, I guess, nando din siya, nag-drain na yung
tao. Nag-drain na yung tao, yeah. Totoo.
Kaya kawawa din.
Kaya, kasi public figure, yes. Parang wala nang privacy.
Yes.
Yes.
And that's one thing na people outside showbiz don't understand that much.
Impressive.
Yeah, people are...
Because they only see well. On TV you smiling yeah. and being happy. Diba? They didn't know you and haven't had thought, any sleep yet.
Yes, yes.
Diba? And they thought like...
You think na suplado.
Suplado. Yan, and celebrities yeah. are wow up there. Yes. And they're very suplado. Yes. Alam mo, sometimes, kaminsan nag-uusap kami,
yes,
parang, ano kaya feeling ng ganito, no? Like, no. Sobrang popular, like, mga Kardashians, ganito-ganyan.
Yeah.
And then after that, we concluded na, I think I wonder, like,
yeah.
Diba? Kasi ikaw, na-feeling mo yun na parang yeah. artista, you don't have any privacy, yeah. no?
And the thing, Jessica said, one thing is, we just seeing the good side of it. We're telling about Kardashians, you know, we watch their show. Yun lang yung nainan natin.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi natin alam yung behind the camera. Yes. Yes. Ano ba na yes. nangyayari?
So what's going on?
Yeah.
I want their money though.
Me too! Oh my God! Oh my God!
Grabe yung hangin dito. Ang sarap.
Okay. Pero teka, natutuwa ko sa show niya. Congratulations.
Thank you!
Alam ko, hindi ko talaga, ano to,
we're really just doing it just for fun.
Just for fun,
thinking.
Oh my
God.
Yeah, really. Honestly, really? I think so.
It's just for fun. Maybe yeah. just like whatever. Like that's and why like the tipsy na kami.
I like the chemistry.
Ah, talaga? Yung sa atin tatlo.
This is all fake. This is all fake. Believe you me.
Di ba pag wala, ano sinabi namin nung wala siya?
Oh, we were waiting for this, bitch. We said a lot. So, okay. Gusto marinig yung tape na yun, ha?
Ano? 30 minutes more? Okay. Marami pa tayo mag-uusap.
Yeah. 30 minutes okay. more or 30 minutes na?
So anyway, yun. Sobrang, parang natutuwa ako. Parang sabi ko nga sa'yo, di ba, the other day. Parang, just the concept itself. Parang bago. And who knows, di ba? Pagbalik ko next time, baka meron na kayong radio. Or
oh my.
Meron ng set-up. Yung set-up na pala na.
Or meron ng TFC or something.
Actually, in my head, I already have a stage.
Yeah.
Designed in my head.
Oh,
it's gonna be all white and it's gonna be my picture behind.
So more power to you.
It's just for fun. It's just for fun. I mean, we were, kasi, this is how we talk. Yung tayo, di ba kanina sa car?
Yeah,
on our way.
Uh-huh.
Yung nga lang,
galit na to eh. Yeah. Sabi niya sa, ano ba, nagpa-podcast ka na? Kasi nga, parang, wala lang.
Yeah, yeah.
Knowing
I was trying to sleep in the car earlier, but I can't because someone was doing her own podcast.
Ko. Hindi, I'm always like that, di ba? Kaming tatlo.
Oh yeah, you're always like that.
She was like talking, and I was like, oh my God, I will.
Actually, meron nga ako.
And of course, knowing Angel will be it. What's like? Wow.
Yeah.
Yung nasa studio and all.
Yeah, do the live thing that we do.
Okay, yeah, may pagbalik ko.
Next week, tara, sabi ako si Brian.
I'm leaving naman Tuesday.
Hello?
Oh, next week?
Yeah,
next week na ba? Kita tayo September.
Next week. 4th of July pala next week. Next.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And ngayon, parang next week will be... Kailan bukas is July 1 na tomorrow.
So matagal, ano ba?
We're planning on like 13, 14, 15.
I'm leaving on the 8th.
Oh, you're leaving on the 8th.
Hindi ba pwede mag-extend? Lagot ka ba sa
business? Magbabayad?
I think pag sabi nga ni Matt, mag-extend ako, the from my sister. Sabi ko nga, kung mag-extend ako, baka pagbalik ko, lana ako pa ba?
Oo,
tagal ko na dito.
So wait, how do you like it here compared to Pinas? I mean, of course, bakasyon lang ba? Or do you see yourself settling in the U.S.?
I don't see myself settling, but I love this thing. I love being a tourist, I love making pasyal. You know, ako, if, for me, kasi iba pa rin yung sa atin eh.
Iba.
Iba pa rin yung Pinas sa atin.
And you know,
but the thing is, ako, sabi, pag nakita nga ako ng ibang Filipino or friends, lalo ngayon, nandito kayong tatlo. Walang bola to, Jekas. Pero sobrang believe ako sa inyo, dahil yung kinakaya nyo yung makira.
Oo.
Akala kasi
imagine
yung mga...
mo, walang bid, wala lahat. Yeah.
Sobrang kaya doon ako, sobrang believe sa inyo. Yung ginagawa nyo dito, sobrang... taas ang kamay ko sa kayo ang mga tunay ng mga bayani nga, di ba?
Talaga, alam
kasi yung hirap na ginagawa.
Totoo.
Kaya nga, hindi alam ng mga tao sa Pilipinas.
Hindi nila maintindihan.
Especially yung mga hindi pa nakakulang ng Amerika. Feeling nila mga, ano kayo, million na, di ba?
Oo, they thought, yeah. Diyan lang sa mga gilid-gilid na may namimitas diba? Ng mga dollars.
Pero hindi nila alam na you really work hard every single time. Yun ang hindi nila maano.
Kaya alam mo, ito, may kasyon. What if bigla kang may na-meet dito, may pinakalala kami sa iyo. Bigla, biglang kapatsilido. Will you settle here?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Papakalala na natin.
Pwede.
Do you prefer
uy,
Filipinas?
Sa sister ko kaya.
Pwede. Ako, pag tinamaan ako, yeah. Siguro.
If the cupido hits you with the arrow.
Siguro.
That's it.
Kasi you never siguro. Know the future.
Malay mo sa ano niya, next visit niya, di ba? May mapakilala tayo. Matino. Matino.
Na matino.
Matino.
Alam mo, mapakilala ko kayo dito, sister ko, no? Kamulang ni Christine Reyes.
Well, pinentang kapatid.
You said your sister's gonna visit, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
When? When?
A little bit younger. Christine Reyes,
ang
tsura nun. Nasaan sa Pinas? She's a doctor.
She has big melons too, like
yeah,
you.
No.
Sa Pinas?
Ano, ngayon, nasa Dubai. She's a doctor. So,
punta ako sa Dubai.
Oh, ay! Gusto ko na! Gusto ko na! Gusto ko na! Gusto ko na!
Gusto ko na!
My sister.
Gusto
ko
na! Gusto
Birthday ko.
Yung sister ko naman, very ano yun, maingay din makwento, pero she's more on like, ano ba? Like she, as much as possible, she, if she can stay home, she will stay home.
Yeah.
She loves to cook, she loves to, ganun lang talaga siya, very,
bentang-benta talaga.
Hindi, ganun siya, kaya minsan nagugulat ako sa kanya, ang boring ng buhay mo. Pero she loves to go out, pero mas preferred niya yung ano, she wants to stay, like, home body kasi siya.
Yeah, yeah.
So sabi ko nga sa kanya, ano ba? Sabi ko, kaganda-ganda mo, ang tali-talino mo.
Yeah.
Sabi ko, kaya puti-puti mo. Sabi ko, support ka lang. Sabi ko, sabi niya, ate, baka pagpating ko dito sa Pilipinas, ay sa US, meron akong mamit. Sabi ko, o sige, pag-sita mo dito, I think sabay pa silang pumunta dito next day. O sige, tingnan na.
Kasama ba siya sa Spain?
Let's see, mali mo.
Kasama, Angel.
Yes,
kasama yan.
He's thinking of going. I'm really gonna try my best.
Tara.
I have to go home first to check this.
But you have to decide immediately.
Uuwi ako September.
See you can get September.
Oo, kita kayo.
You have my number already.
Yes.
Let's, okay, iba tayo. How's the, ano, when it comes to yung mga people in the Philippines and here, paano mo makakompare? Like, now you have a lot of friends na.
Ayan, I think, ano, sa atin kasi, ano eh, pag nandun kayo, ano yung happy-go-lucky pala?
Totoo, no?
You know,
shit,
not like here kayo, pag work. Pag ganitong enjoy. And you guys deserve this. Because you've been like working hard Monday to Friday, Monday to Saturday.
That's so true.
Sa atin kasi, even if you're smart, week ako, may trabaho ko, ay minsan muya ko, 5 in the morning.
Yeah. Ang oh, sarap
mo. Ganun pa rin.
May kasama pa rin.
Oh, tapos gising na.
Oh my God.
I think because you have like may maids ka kasi daw.
Yeah,
no, I was doing that before, like going home and then drinking until 6 a.m., sleep, then repeat, work again. But that was how many years ago when I was still younger?
Yeah, ngayon kasi it's different.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, I collected it.
Alam mo, I'll give you an example. My aunt came here like a few years ago. Yeah. So, tapos sabi niya sa akin, at that time I was still married with my ex. Sabi niya, oh my God, what happened? Pero she knows that Rocky na kami.
Yeah.
Oh my God, dapat tumos kami sa Pilipinas. Mas maraming ganito, mas maraming. Like the marriage are still intact. Yeah. We have family time. And then look at her. You know what I told her?
Yeah.
Tita, ang laki ng difference. Kasi sa Pilipinas, family kayo. Pag uwi nyo, the food is ready. Yeah. Okay. The laundry is done.
Yeah.
All you have to do is eat.
The house is clean.
The house is clean. All you have to do is eat. And then go to the family area, watch TV, kilitian, oh, tapos na ba yung assignment ng mga bata? Sabi ng mga yaya, tapos na, okay, good night, kwentuhan, and that's it. Yeah. Dito, when you go home, you take care
of everything.
You do everything. You cook, you eat everything. You do the homework, and then the following day, you drop them off. Hindi, ang laki ng difference eh. So what happens?
It's like you can't even have a sick day. You're not allowed to have a sick day.
Pwede naman, pero ang point dito is, doon, pampered kayo. Kami dito, when we come home, biglang wala talaga, you have to do everything. Like yung mga bata na tipong, di ba sa atin maglalaro lang, o game, laro na kayo.
Yeah.
Dito, pwede tayo mag-play date. Ano time?
Schedule.
Play date. Sa atin may play date ba?
Wala. Anything.
Diba? Anything goes. Parang kasi gano'n, sige, punta ka na siya. Diba? Kaya yun, napaka ano, ang sweaty-sweaty.
Laid back doon, hindi gaya dito. Schedule ko nga kahapon, I told you, right?
Uh-oh.
We had an event the whole afternoon, 1 to 5. And then I promised to go to another event, which was scheduled at 9:30. And I had gig at 10:30. So after the show, I had to go back to bistro to sing until 1:30.
Yeah.
And then wake up in the morning. Ayoko na nga magising kanina, sabi ko, shit, ibang nga.
Oo, ganun talaga.
Sobra.
Kuratsa.
Yeah. Imagine mo kung matabayan pa kay Pacquiao,
ah. That's doon nag-start ang kanyang...
talagang boom!
Kanyang elevation.
Sa Pinas.
Yes! Yeah.
Because a lot, alam mo ba na, I don't know if you guys know this, but lahat ng naging singer ni Pacquiao ng national anthem natin, di ba inaano yun?
May
pintas,
yung
ganun yung angel, walang basa.
Wow!
Magaling talaga.
Walang pintas?
Uh-oh.
Teka lang, ha?
Kanapin natin!
No, I'm gonna do it!
May narinig lang yung pintas!
I'm gonna make a profile!
Dunay daw ako!
O, teka!
Can I see?
Si Martin nga.
Ang dunay daw!
Si Martin, di ba?
Oo,
because he changed the version. Tapos yung iba, basta!
Pero may meron na, hindi ka
dito. Wala naman.
Yeah, pero maganda. Ang ganda na experience.
Okay siya.
Ang ganda na experience. Siyempre, dito dyan si Jai. Oo, magkukulab kami, definitely. I might do a... hindi ko pa kasi nasa-set kay Sir Benny Saturno.
Okay.
Gagawa niya. Ginawa niya ako ng song. So, hopefully, makapagawa tayo ng pang-duet natin na original.
You want that?
Yes.
Oh, diba?
Para sa January naman. Para naman may preparation tayo.
Go, kuya.
So, kailan uwi mo? September?
September 9th to 26.
Okay. So, pwede pala reserve ko rin yun.
Yes.
Wait, kasi may question ako. Ayaw ko pa bumalik sa ano? Sa showbiz? Eh, mukhang magdu-duet na kayo, lalabas, babalik
ko sa
akin. Sa akin, okay lang naman. Sabi nga sa akin, it's like this. Sometime, one time, I had a dinner with Tito Boy, Bunta. Okay. Kasi, before kasi siya agent ko. Because, Tito Boy was, kasi, hindi naman sa pag-ano, naka-apat na apat na nabubulol lang sa Pinas sa Tagalog. Apat na teleserye. Yung offer sa akin na tinurn down ko na.
Including ano, di ba, probinsyano?
Yeah, the last was. Sina, because of the
business.
Yung work.
Yeah. So, eventually, may possibility.
Yeah, pero like the guesting, like last one I was in Showtime.
I know. Ooh,
yeah, okay lang sa akin yung mga ganon. Okay lang. Like ito nga, pag uwi ko, mag-ano naman ako, minute to minute. Yung ganun, okay lang sana.
Okay lang. Okay
guesting.
Lang. Pero hindi yung full time na...
Ngayon hindi ko mapangalap. Kasi nga, like,
magiging matin ni
Idol. Sabi ko kay Tito Boy kanina, nag-dinner kami. Sabi nga ni Tito Boy, alam mo Gary, ikaw, ang mga nasa negosyo mo ngayon, pati yung mga negosyo mo, hindi ka man nila ma-remember as negosyante ko. It's like saying na, kasi Gary, ang nag-school yan sa Lasal. So, ang mga tao sa paligid mo, ang alam nila, Lasalista ka. That's it. Ngayon, ikaw, negosyante ka. Kahit na anong negosyo mo, isa lang maaalala sa'yo, ah, Gary Bereña,
yun ang dati.
Exactly. Yun ang mga, kaya yung showbiz will be a big part of
yeah.
you hanggang
ngayon. Okay, wait.
Alam mo Angel? Angel is in the entertainment.
So, is that yun the reason eh. why you became successful in your business? It's because you utilize that power
so.
Medium for you
I
to become
so, yeah.
you know a successful
I think so,
businessman.
Yeah. Malaki na itulong sa akin. Malaki na itulong sa akin ang show.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because especially nung sa chemical business ko pa lang before, you know, if like I'm having a meeting with managers ng different companies, you know, when I gave my business card, and then they're like, oh, di ba ikaw yung artista?
Yeah,
then,
always.
I think, and then, there's
that
time,
pagka nalaman na yun, I went, oh, baka naman pwede ka kumataas ng business party namin. Libre, ha?
Oo!
Pero still, nakuha
mo ka pa yan. Nakuha mo yan. So, that's your
favorite na siya.
That's the advantage.
Kumbaga, yun yung, ano, kumbaga may exchange, ano.
Yes, exchange.
Yun yung may ginugugulis. So, yun yung advantage mo.
Yes, may ganun eh. Like, may isa akong, ka-business deal. Dito, uy, Gary, baka pwede kang kumata sa kasal ng kapatid ko. Yung, kiss na. Diba? Kailangan mo pumiar din eh.
Yes. And
so,
that's part
advantage
of it.
Mo.
So, pero kung hindi ko siya ka-negosyo, single ka lang talent me.
Magkano tiyak po? Dali, magkano?
Ako, pag friends naman, din rin naman ako.
Kasi pag may mga ikakasal sa amin, ako
wala. Libre.
Ay, may plano.
Si Jekas.
Jekas.
Kakanta ako sa kasal mo.
Wow.
I promise.
Kakanta ka sa kasal natin?
Yes.
Kakanta ka sa kasal
natin. Yes.
Okay,
sige,
ano na.
Ay,
kasi direct.
Oh,
oh.
May last question ako.
Si Chris
Aquino
may last question.
Oo nga eh. Sorry, talaga mag-ingay ako. Oo nga, kasi naman itong nakakadalawang buhay na ako. Ano yung, what's the difference before? Kasi before wala pang social media. So ngayon may social media na.
Yeah.
So what was the difference? Ano yung mga tools na ginagamit niyo for to communicate, if you to become more popular? Is there a big difference? I'm sure there is.
Oh yeah.
Kasi social media.
Yeah. Kasi I think now I would say na mas advantage talaga ngayon ang showbiz. Or sorry about the showbiz.
Showbiz.
Mas advantage talaga ngayon kasi yung ways of communication mo was like talagang sobrang malaki na siya. Our time, wala naman cellphone, walang internet.
Walang Facebook.
Walang ganyan.
Teka, may text na ba noon? Wala?
Wala pa masyado.
So, parang ka naniligaw? Ano yun?
Wala. That's what I'm saying.
Beep? Ano yun?
Oh, yun.
Beeper?
Beeper. Ayun, yun pa lang that time. May cellphone.
Okay.
May cellphone na you could text, pero hindi pa yung may picture-picture na ganyan. Talagang message lang.
Tatawag ka pa, di ba?
Yeah,
parang,
ganun.
I love you, I miss you.
Di ganun, yung ganun
so, makikita yung ngingiti-ngiti.
So, I would say na mas advantage ngayon. But,
okay.
Ang sabi ko naman, ang na-miss ko during the 80s and the 90s, I think it's more of like, mas sincere, mas ano ka.
Before?
Mas maganda yung the way you communicate. Kasi now, kasi iba na eh.
That's so true.
Puro din, text na lang. Not like before talaga. Kaya may kita may sincerity within the person.
Yeah.
Right up things.
Ngayon, ang post through text
na. Very interactive. You go and you... kasi pupunta ka, dadalaw ko ngayon, more on text. Meron na, di ba, nagiging sila, pero through
over,
text?
Over text.
Yun lang yung nakakaano.
Kasi walang online dating before, di ba?
Yeah,
walang ganun.
So, walang Tinder.
No. Walang Tinder. walang Tinder. Oh my, pero mas ano mo, mas gusto, you think pag naging artista ka ngayon, mas, you think, mas kaya mong maging popular more?
I think, as in nag-uusap nga kami ni Ding Dong about it. Ding Dong Dantel.
Ay, oo, si Daydong. Kasama niya the other day.
We were talking about that. Kasi during the era, kasi 1980s, kasama ko na si Dingdong. Dingdong was still a dancer. If you guys didn't know,
yeah.
Anong abs na? Abs dancers.
Oh, really? Masikat yung isa yung
UMD.
UMD. Yan yung Universal Motion Dancers.
Nag-uusap na kami. Na if you were back in my era, I think mas madali makapasok, makapenetrate, sure. Not like ngayon. Ngayon kasi talagang sobrang dami artista.
Kasi kahit hindi artista, sumisikat
I think because of yun nga.
Connections na din.
Social media.
Social media.
No, kasi di ba, pogi ka, mag-selfie ka lang, YouTube mo.
Tapos paulit-ulit, sikat ka na.
Pagka nag-trend yun,
yun
ang mga managers na, mga managers na mahanap sa'yo.
Totoo. Compared
not
before,
like
no?
Before, kailangan, punta ka sa places,
you have to promote yourself.
Ka, yeah, you have to sing sa harap ng producer.
Tsaka kailangan mong tumatoy sa mga yung mga pagpatoy sa bakla, tsaka
ako. No comment ako dyan.
Mayani.
Ibang-usapan niya,
Nakikita mo mukha ni Jayka. Kakainin ka niya ng buhay.
Pero,
kinakain ako ng buhay ng direct eh. Mag-closing ka na daw.
Mag-closing ka ba?
Grabe ka. Dalawang oras na yata tayo dito eh.
Oo. 1 hour na? Oy, sorry ah. Napasarap yung
buhay. Ilan ba dapat?
One hour.
Wala namang ano. Kasi nakikita ko yung isa.
Before I say goodbye, thank you again sa inyo.
Thank you. It's an honor na mag-guest sa show niyo.
At saka di ba nag-host ka din?
Yeah, minsan.
Nag-hosting, mga hosting. Kaya i-hire niyo siya pag meron kapag
anong message mo sa mga...
Yung mga fans ko, mga nasa Manila.
But still, they're watching.
It's funny because, you know, exactly. Like I have an Instagram account. You can follow me, Gary Berenya.
Yan.
Yung Instagram account ko. It's funny because there are a lot of mga young ones na will like magpa-follow sa akin. And then later on, mag-message, hi po, kuya. Ano po kayo eh? Fan niyo po yung mama ko eh. Fan niyo po yung tita. Malakatawa. Di mas ganun na.
Oo, ganun na. Tita sa Manila.
Kamusta lang sa mama mo.
But still,
para po na, diba? Ganito ah, bigla ay.
Diba?
Okay lang.
Diba?
Bigyan natin sila ng message. Of course, I'm sure they're gonna watch this.
Yes, go.
Well, thanks for watching and please keep on supporting their show. Ano ulit pangalan?
Over a Glass or Two.
Sana lagi nyo sila support, watch them on YouTube or whatever channel.
On social media, Spotify.
Sa lahat, hello po. Sa mga nandun sa States, ingat po kayo.
And Pilipinas din.
And Pilipinas.
Hi, Aga. Yes.
You'll see more of Gary.
Yeah.
Next year.
Yes, thank you so much. And more power to you guys.
Thank you.
And guys, sinabi niya na just listen. You can also subscribe in YouTube. Click on the notification bell.
Yes, para ba kaya?
Para pa nag-bell, ibig sabihin we have a new
like,
episode,
share.
Okay?
Feel free to share the
share
page.
It also. All the details of the links we're talking about will be on our FB page.
Over a glass or two. And also, by the way, you want to say thank you first to Monica.
Yes, sir. Thank you to the Cafe Raw Mansion.
Yes,
Cafe Raw Resort.
So bright, it's a nice place.
Pwede kayong dalawa ang mag
interview.
Maganda.
Ano ba? Magiging ano to sa Pilipinas? Sa
post natin sa Pina.
Gabi. Akala niya hindi siya babalik. Tingnan, inutusan natin maging reporter. Sorry. Alam, wala pang bayad yan.
Tingit na tayo ni Gary.
Uy, Gary, trip lang naman eh. Kasi, ugo na.
Oh, mag-promote ka na. Alam ko ba
ang mag-promote. I have an upcoming show August 16th and 18th. August 16th pa will be at Virginia. That's Portales Restaurant. You can message me, PM me, and the posters will also be posted on the page. Para po alam niyo kung sino tatawagan for Virginia. And August 18 is gonna be at Mount Carmel Auditorium, of course, with the Uncalled Four. Meet Ayesa, David DeMuzzi, O'Brien, Magsayo, and yours truly. Tickets are available online, Eventbrite. Just type in the Uncalled Four Virginia or the Uncalled Four for New York. Yes. Salamuch. Oh, and of course, November 16.
Yes.
Save the date. That's my birthday celebration at the Apollo Theater.
Wala ka dito.
Ayan. May mga special guests tayo.
Yes.
How about you, Baha, J-Cass?
Kung ano po yung sinabi niya,
yun na yun. Oy, aside from Angel's show, si Tatay din nagpapapos.
Yes. Tekla and Donita. That's gonna be August 17.
Wow, wow.
Ayan. Saan nga?
That will be fun.
In Woodhaven.
Umayos ka? Anong Woodhaven?
Sa New York.
Sa New York po. Queens. Details will be posted. We're gonna post the event. Ayan.
Yes. Thank you so much, guys.
And of course,
guys.
Ano, mag-shoutout na lang din ako. Yesterday, we had an event.
Oh, yes.
A very successful event. The Kids Philippines New Jersey Chapter Induction.
Yes. We will discuss it next.
Yes, we will discuss that on the next. Yes. And we'd just like to thank everyone who came and supported the event. Cherry and Pete Smith. Thank you. Oy, ano ka na? PRO kita sa office. Oh, so, congratulations,
thank
madam.
Thank you so much. No, the reason why we do it, ito ah, hindi, I'm so busy and I seldom, I'm not really like, hindi naman sa ayaw akong sumali ha, pero I'm not really active when it comes to, you know, organizations.
I'm so busy. But this is a different advocacy.
But the reason why I joined, it's because of the advocacy for the kids. And, siyempre, mahilig ako sa bato. Kahit nga aso, pato yung mga animals or kids, my heart is so,
Sige nga, alagaan mo nga si Annie.
Oo naman.
That's so, nice.
Ayan.
Kaya nag-join ako dun sa ano nila, sa Kids Fitness.
Yes. Once again, guys,
thank you
Gary
so much.
Barenya.
Thank you.
Maraming salamat,
thank
Gary.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
You.
Bye.
Maraming salamat.
Okay, mag-cheers na tayo.
Hashtag, oh God.
Over
thank you. Wala na
ako. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Mababush na. Tinginom na kami. Asan ba iba?
Sa swimming na.
Oo, swimming na.
Ready.
Thank you, Kuya.
Thank you. Inom na tayo ha.
Showbiz na showbiz talaga to. Talagang
yung mga initials ulit. Gusto ko ulit yan.
Bigang, Maricel Soriano.
Wala na ako inumin.
I know.
Ako din wala na pero sumakit.
Halika na, inom na tayo. Saan?